Welcome to Rockstar Chiropractic Radio. I feel small. No, not that way. I have a friend. Let's call him Big Sean. Mostly because that's his name, and I don't want to irritate him by calling him anything else. He is an elite athlete in every sense of the word, although he is mostly retired now and looking at a change in professions, like becoming a chiropractor. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, he was an NFL lineman for the Seattle Seahawks and an ESPN World's Strongest Man competitor. He held the record for the over-the-head log press until a couple weeks ago. Now, if that's not elite, I have no clue what it means to be an elite athlete. Now, Big Sean uses the phrase, "I feel small," to motivate himself into doing what he already knows he needs to do, already has plans to do, and will do anyway. It is his way of pushing himself away from the negative motives to not do what he knows to do. He also uses the "I feel small" phrase to identify when he needs sustenance, food, usually lots of it, water, electrolytes, shakes. I want to propose to all of us to latch on to that simple mechanic. Come up with a phrase, almost anything as long as it's not derogatory, that focuses us on our target. Use it for physical, emotional, and mental refocusing. Heck, even use it to refocus on spiritual issues as well. For example, "These bills have me down and I feel small." Refocus, do what it takes to feel large again. Stop that thinking. Here's another one. "My numbers are down and I feel small." Get mad, fix it, do what you need to do and already know to do. "I'm 2 weeks behind in entering my notes. I feel small." Dang it, stop trolling Facebook and get it done already. Oh, wait, that was not supposed to be spoken. Anyway, "I haven't done my devotions in a month. I feel small." Well, pick up your devotion book, your Bible, or whatever you use to stimulate your spiritual health and well-being, and just do it. Anyway, thanks for listening. Don't be small.